The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to All About You. I'm your host, Dorian Light, and I am so blessed to be with you today. I hope everyone's been having a wonderful week. I want to apologize to all of you who tried to get on my free first Wednesday night healing session last week. There was a glitch in the access code, so no one was able to get on the call. So tonight, and every Wednesday night thereafter, unless I notify you otherwise, I'm going to be holding a healing session at 9 o'clock p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time, and 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Now, the number is 424-203-8000. Now, go to my website because the secure PIN number is on the website, and that's posted on my first page at www.dorianlight.com. I will be guided by Spirit each week. So infinite possibilities, my friends, and what we can accomplish. So please join me tonight. Okay, so we're continuing with the wounded inner child syndrome. If you missed part one last week, please be sure to go to the archives. As you know, the universe is calling us home, and humanity is in the process of awakening and ascending. We are all awakening at various speeds and levels as we come up out of our illusion and dream of being separate and living in duality. In this awakening process, there are many aspects of ourselves that carry the experiences, traumas, and wounds of the lifetimes that we've had and through incarnations, as well as this lifetime, that need to be healed. And one of those aspects is the wounded child. And last week, he talked briefly about how our repressed feelings, our programmed beliefs from our parents and others, and anchored in childhood perceptions can create wounds and distorted beliefs within our inner child. We talked about how the inner child's wounds affects you as adult. The truth is, the inner child's programs rule the adult's actions and reactions. Therefore, the good thing is when you heal the inner child, you heal the adult. For example, say you were berated and verbally abused as a child. If that child isn't healed from that verbal abuse, 9 times out of 10, I can guarantee you that you as the adult will allow yourself to be in verbally abusive relationships. The patterns of the child flow into the creative and create the patterns of the adult. The patterns of the child flow into and create the patterns of the adult. I wanted to say that again. The whole inner wounded child syndrome can be a very complex subject with a lot of elements that cause the child to be wounded. So today we're going to talk about two more elements that can create wounds within the child. The first is a traumatic event. Now, from an adult's point of view, an event that occurs may not be any big deal. However, from the child's perspective, the event could be viewed and stored as terrifying. This, in turn, can affect their whole life. It can be stored in a subconscious and become a phobia years later. By the way, phobias can be cooking in your psyche for 20 to 40 years and can one day be triggered by something, which in turn triggers a panic attack. Now, I'll give you an example. There was a lady, I'll call her Sandy. She's a flight attendant. One day when she boarded the plane for a flight, she stood in first class and started sweating and got nauseous, and she said she just couldn't fly. She said she had to get someone to take her place as she thought she had the flu. Well, the next day she went to board the plane and the same thing happened. By the third time this happened, she went to her doctor. She said, "What the heck is going on?" He told her she was having a panic attack and gave her meds to try, which didn't work. Well, eventually, when you have a flight attendant who can't fly, you know what happens. She lost her job. So for 7 years, she went to therapists, did biofeedback, and anything else she could find to help herself. Finally, Her husband says, I'm done with this. I'm a pilot. I want to start flying somewhere on vacation instead of always having to drive. So she said, okay, I'll try hypnosis. Now, she hadn't done that because her mom had told her that hypnosis was evil mind control. But that's an old carried down belief system, if you ask me. So she said, well, I figured even if it did, it couldn't be worse than what I'm going through right now. So in the hypnosis session, she went back to a time that she was four. She went outside into her parents' backyard to play. And when she got near a tree, she said this bird started dive bombing her from its nest and started bombing at her head and squawking and squealing. And she disturbed a mockingbird. And it really scared her, so she ran running back into the house screaming. Now, you would think that after that event, she would have a fear of birds, but she didn't. However, that event clicked into her subconscious and was cooking in her psyche for years. So now, many, many years later, she steps into the plane and immediately sees a passenger in first class that had a newspaper open. On the front page was a bald eagle with its wings spread, talons out, beak open, and it was diving towards a lake to catch a fish. Well, bam! This triggered the memory stored in her psyche and triggered the repressed trauma at the age of four, resulting in a panic attack. So consequently, every time thereafter that she tried to step on the plane, instant panic attack. So now, once that phobia was released, she was able to fly again. Phobias are different than fears. You can be afraid of something every time you encounter it. But a phobia can be a silent program just waiting to come online 20, 30, 40 years later. Now, that doesn't mean that every crazy, scary event a child encounters is going to become a phobia. It doesn't. It all depends on how the psyche and subconscious process the event at the time. So please don't think you're walking around with a phobia waiting to happen. But if you do start having panic attacks, it's definitely something to look into. You might want to examine what was happening with you or occurring around you when you had your first attack. Now, next, I believe one of the most horrific things that can wound the inner child is physical, emotional, and mental abuse. We know abuse can create deep, complex issues and can take some years of therapy to get through it, if ever. I find that the repatterning inner child work that I do with hypnosis is actually approximately 80% more effective than talk therapy, as it works with remodeling the memories in the subconscious mind. It's very powerful, life-changing work. Now, childhood abuse is a very complex monster, and I mention it because it most definitely needs addressing in our society and has been a pattern used against our children for generations. There are many people who don't get help because they don't want to revisit the pain and hurt of their abuse, and that's understandable. Who wants to relive the agony of it? It is easier to just stuff it and ignore it. However, I hope that by talking about the wounded child and how it can sabotage you as an adult, that you understand how crucial it may be for you to seek out a good therapist specializing in the inner child work to help you heal. Healing the wounded inner child will help heal the adult so that you may function as a healthier, well-balanced adult, capable of making adult decisions based on your current life, not from a wounded past. Now, because of my abilities to clairvoyantly see this life in past life events and wounded, splintered aspects of self, my work has proven very effective in helping to rectify the wounds of the inner child. I've helped many clients through this process through psychic energetics. However, there are those that still require deep inner work through hypnosis or in other therapies. The universe wants you healed, so please don't hesitate to seek out assistance. Now, I want to say something about how the wounded child views the adult, especially you as the adult. In my work, I find that 9 times out of 10, your wounded child that has been wounded by an adult completely mistrusts all adults, even you. Think about it. If you are a child that was repeatedly been hurt or wounded by an adult, wouldn't you develop a complete mistrust and possible hatred of all adults? Seems perfectly logical to me. The child can't see you, the adult, as an aspect of itself that was wounded and hurt right along with it. It just sees you as an adult that it mistrusts and should have been able to trust to protect it from harm. So it can develop a distorted perception of mistrust as well as it can hold you responsible for not protecting it from the harm. After all, you're an adult. You should have protected it. So a child can hold some pretty strong resentments, anger, fear, and mistrust towards you. Therefore, if it holds these feelings and viewpoints about you, think about what it's doing to sabotage you. It can be pretty scary. Makes me think about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Your adult is Dr. Jekyll trying to live your life happily and to the fullest, and your child is Mr. Hyde always doing something to trip you up along the way. It can most definitely be why certain patterns keep happening over and over in your life. It's kind of comical when you think of this scenario as a comedy act. One side of you going, I'm going to do this, and the other side going, no, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. But when it comes to real life, this scenario can be a splintered nightmare. When it comes to a wounded child through abuse, many times in order for the child to be able to survive it, they splinter off or jump out of their bodies and go somewhere else so that they can endure the abuse. With this splintering or aspects of ourselves, we can never be fully present in the given moment. And even if the wounded aspect is present, it's causing issues through its distorted, wounded perceptions. Now, in some instances of abuse, the actual personality of the child can splinter and create multiple personalities. I'm sure many of you have heard stories about sociopaths and psychopaths who were abused as children. The horrific abuse created an abuse pattern within the individual who continues to play out the abuse in various forms. Now, working with that level of woundedness is far beyond my expertise and training. I leave that level of work to the experts who have years of experience in those areas. However, I did want to mention it because these disorders can be, not always, but can be part of abuse and wounding as a child. Now, I'd like to give examples of real people receiving real healing. For this example, I'll call this lady Dr. Hall. My friends and I were traveling to another state to go to a workshop, and we had heard about Dr. Hall's metaphysical work. She happened to live in the town where we were going, so we contacted her before we left. She said to call her when we got into town, as she was having a lot of physical issues. Well, once in town, we called her. We found out the very next day she was going in for her 7th or 8th surgery on her legs. She had contracted a bad, resistant infection and had to have numerous surgeries and currently had these tubes with antibiotics running and drains in her legs. It was horrible. She also had contracted MRSA and had almost died. So we said, well, where do you live? She says, well, I'm just about 5 minutes away from you. So we said, hey, can we come over and help you out? Can we do some healing work on you? So we did. And after getting acquainted and hearing her story, we only had about 15 minutes left with her because her neighbor was going to take her to her doctor for her pre-op for her surgery the next day. So I asked her to sit in a chair. Once she did, I clairvoyantly saw an aspect of herself off to her left side. That aspect was more than angry and mad. It had its arms folded, was tapping her foot, and was calling her some really ugly, nasty names. Well, instantly, the doctor knew what I was talking about. She said she had sent that aspect of herself off years ago. It was her wounded and negative ego. Now, to the left of that aspect was her wounded inner child. She said, wow, I've been working with her for years. I thought the work was finished. She'd done a lot of healing work with over the years and had given forgiveness to the abuser, so that was said and done. However, there were things left. The child's mistrust of her as an adult, and the child's distorted perception that she should have protected her. Remember I mentioned earlier, most times the inner child has distorted perceptions and sees and mistrusts you as an adult. Their distorted perception says that you could have and should have protected them from the abuser and the abuse. Therefore, they hold you responsible as well as the abuser. I know that sounds crazy, but I run into this time and time again with my work. So once again, let's touch on this point. You have a wounded inner child in your psyche, operating from programs of mistrust and wounding that another adult did to you. So why would your child trust another adult, much less even trust you? So their distorted perception creates a mistrust for your adult self. It's bizarre, but it's a way the psyche can work a lot of times. So now here you are trying to make your life work as an adult, hitting these sabotaging brick walls you just can't understand. Well, it could be the wounded child within you playing its wounded programs. Many play the game of being the victim or the martyr throughout their lifetime. Like, why does this keep happening to me? Why am I always the victim? Why do I always have such bad luck? Why? Well, it may be because you have a wounded inner child of some sort, even if it isn't from child abuse. All right, so back to the doctor. Through a short 15-minute process, we got the child to understand that the doctor was just a child herself at the time of the abuse. We got her to understand that she could trust the adult to protect her from any further harm or abuse. And also, we found the doctor's magical child. Now, that child had splintered off as well. The magical child is the carefree, fairy-like, playful, fun child within you that you had in childhood. So we were able to get the whole process able together, to get them all to agree to come back and merge together, like merging programs in an operating system, so the system could function as a whole. Well, the doc got up, she had to go take off, and she went to the doctor. She said the doctor couldn't believe his eyes, that her wounds were so much better than the day before. So he said, "I'm going to send a nurse over this afternoon, and if you're doing this well, we're postponing surgery." Well, the nurse came, and she couldn't believe her eyes. So they postponed the surgery, and she came to the condo the next night and worked with us. So the healing of the wounded child can be powerful, profound healing for the emotional and mental state of an individual, as well as key to healing the physical body. Any kind of trauma can be stored within the tissues and cellular memory of the body. We as humans are meant to operate as a complete whole and healthy entity, mind, body, and spirit. However, most of us are operating with something amiss in one of those areas that needs to be healed. Now, along with last week, today we have touched on a few reasons why your inner child could be sabotaging your life without you even knowing it. That the whole wounded child syndrome can be a complex scenario, or as simple sometimes really is forgiveness. I told a spiritual friend of mine the other day, it was a wonder to me how any of us have come this far in our lifetimes, as we've had so many lifetimes of incarnations and the traumas we have suffered. I believe for many of us, it has to be through the sheer grace of God's desire to bring us home. Thank you, grace. Okay, so when we come back from commercial break, we'll be doing a healing meditation to meet and work with your wounded child. You'll get the most benefit out of this meditation if you can be in a comfortable, safe place where your monkey mind can let go and your body can relax. For your safety, if you're currently doing any kind of activity, please stop and listen to the replay later. The meditation will take about 30-plus minutes, so if you need to get a drink of water, stretch your legs, this would really be a good time to do just that. And please set your intentions for healing, and we'll be back in a few, because it's all about you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high-vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's dorianlight.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, all about you. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Welcome back to All About You. As always, before we do any healing work, we need to give ourselves permission to allow for the highest good and outcome for ourselves and for the group. Remember, there are those who have a need or have contracted the woundedness for themselves to play a part in their soul's growth. We are all at different levels of consciousness and awareness, learning our life lessons and in our soul's evolution. So give yourself permission for the level of healing that your soul knows is appropriate for your journey at this time. So everyone, please take a breath and say after me in your minds or out loud, I give myself permission to do the work that I came here today to do. I call on the highest enlightened awareness of my soul and allow myself to receive the highest level of healing that I can receive at this time. And it is so. Please close your eyes and take a breath. As you exhale, release all the cares and concerns of the day. Relax your body, let your belly hang out, just relax. Take another breath, exhaling all tension and stress out of your body, letting your mind chatter dissolve away, giving yourself permission to expand, explore, and to heal as you take this journey. Now see, sense, or feel yourself at the top of a beautiful golden stairs. If you don't like stairs, see yourself on the side of a beautiful golden hill. You feel relaxed, carefree, and detached from all the cares of life. As we start stepping down the golden stairs or the hill, we start our journey to the mystical and magical Damate crystal pyramid of the sun, where all things are possible. The pyramid lies in the middle of life, where all beings can be healed, rejuvenated, and revived. 1. Take your first step down, going down the stairs or hill towards a magical gate which opens to the Garden of Life. There you will be met by a guide, angel, or deceased loved one. It is your choice. 2. Going down, relaxed, carefree, and quiet. Quietness and peace. 3. Quietness and peace. Going down towards the Garden of Life. 4. Five, quietness and peace, relaxed, peaceful, quiet. 6, feels so good to be this relaxed, this quiet. 7, stepping down to the Garden of Life, quiet, peaceful. 8, stepping down deeper into the quietness and peace. 9, down, down, deep feelings of quietness and peace, knowing that all is well. 10, the gate to the garden appears before you. Sense, feel or see it. Open the gate and step into the Garden of Life. The garden is absolutely beautiful. Every flower and tree is in full bloom. Luminescent colors of every hue of the rainbow swing and sway in the gentle cool breeze of the day. Multicolored butterflies land and take flight from their petals, slowly encircling you, welcome you to the sacred place with their dance of beauty and grace. The warm rays of the sun, like soft, gentle fingers, caress and touch your face, as it envelops your body in the warmth of its embrace. The birds are singing beautiful melodies and tones that seem otherworldly, that cradle you in their wings of sound. In the middle of the garden is a crystal pyramid fountain. Rainbows of color dance off its walls as the warm rays of the sun direct her beams of light upon it. Cool sprays of water dancing up from the top and cascading out, creating shapes like a kaleidoscope across the sky. It is truly the most beautiful garden you've ever seen. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a sign of movement, and as you turn, you're greeted by your guide that will take you to the Damate Crystal Pyramid. It may be an angel, a deceased loved one, or another being of light. No matter who it is, you have a sense of familiarity with this being and know that you are safe. The guide welcomes you and takes your hand to take you on your journey. As you move through the garden, a sense of purpose resonates throughout your body, and you know it is time to heal a deep inner part of your being. Right outside of the garden, a beautiful forest stream appears, teeming with life. Fish of all shapes, sizes, and colors gliding and playing through the small currents of the stream. Spanning over the stream is a crystal bridge that seems to keep disappearing and reappearing. Your guide tells you that the bridge will only appear when someone is ready to make the journey to the pyramid, and then says, "Are you ready, dear one, to make this journey?" Your heart leaps within your chest, and you say yes, as you have an all-encompassing knowing that there, in the wondrous and special place beyond this bridge, you will find the healing and peace that you have been yearning for so long. Your guide takes your hand, and you walk across the bridge. Once you reach the other side, you see an expanse of green-blue metal before you. It seems like it just magically appeared out of nowhere. Running along the right side of the meadow is a wide rushing river, turmoilous like a whitewater river, but peaceful and calm like the small river stream you just crossed. Up in front of you across the meadow stands a massive crystal pyramid. Rays of golden white light are streaming out of the top of it into a crystalline loop of energy encircling the peak. Energetic currents of gold and white and blue are coming from the loop, like fingers of lightning zapping across the sky, charging the very air that you're breathing. Everything feels charged with a living energy force like none you've ever felt. You ask your guide, "What is this place?" And they tell you, "This is the meadow of life, and that up ahead is the great Damate Crystal Pyramid. Take my hand and we will walk there." With every step you take towards the pyramid, your body feels more alive and charged with vitality and new life. Yet there's a sense of unmeasurable peace that you've never known. As you get closer to the pyramid, you see a river of blue liquid flowing out of it through an opening shaped just like the pyramid. The guide takes your hand and leads you to the right side of the blue river of liquid and stops. As you stand before the pyramid, you're in awe at its grandeur, beauty, and magnificence. Over the opening, there's a golden sun disk with the words Damate inscribed upon it. You instantly know what the words mean. Know who you are as a spark of divinity, knowing all things, containing all wisdom and knowledge, manifester, healer, creator. Out of the opening, a small figure suddenly appears. It's a small child. It's your child. You rush over and embrace its small, innocent, but wounded part of you, holding them in your arms of warmth and comfort, reassuring them that everything is going to be okay. Your guide approaches and says, "As you take your child's hand, assisting them to heal, so will your healing be made manifest. For you are one in the same. As your child is healed and made whole, so shall you be made whole. Your guide then directs you to take your child's hand and enter into the right side of the massive opening. As you enter with your child, you see the same liquid blue river flowing straight to the back of the structure, and it flows upwards to a pointed top into a massive golden sun disk. You marvel at how this energy stream can be flowing upwards into the sun disk and up to the peak and out into the universe. A haze of luminous whites and blues from a type of wall to your left. By now, you and your child's bodies are vibrating from the energy that is filling the chamber. This is a magnificently beautiful and magical place. What is this place, you ask? Your guide tells you, this is the chamber of the healing spa. It is prepared especially for you and your child. Please follow me. As you walk holding your child's hand, you reach a set of stairs. Your guide tells you to go up the stairs to the rooftop where all will be revealed. As you make your way up each step, higher and higher, a sense of lightness expands throughout your being. Like you're shedding off old invisible clothing that has been hanging on to you for years. When you reach the top, your guide is there to greet you. As you look around, it feels like you're high up on a mountain peak where you can see forever. The sky is a beautiful aquamarine blue, and puffy clouds of shimmering white, outlined in gold, float lazily across the sky. It is stunningly beautiful. This is the rooftop of release, says your guide. It is where your child's old repressed feelings and emotions can be released back to the crater of all that is, where its energy is transformed into something positive elsewhere in the universe. Your guide says, I will lead you through this release. Please help your child by taking their hand and raising your arms upwards towards the sky. Precious little one, as I lead you through this release, feel each negative emotion detach physically and soar upwards into the clouds to be forever transmuted. Release, precious one, as these feelings, emotions that no longer serve you. Precious one, take a breath. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of being hurt, unloved, unwanted, unworthy, unliked. Release any feelings of being unwelcome, unaccepted, unappreciated, misunderstood. Release feelings of not being good enough, the feelings created when you weren't allowed to be yourself. Release all stagnated truth, your truth that wasn't allowed to come forth. Release, precious one, release. Vokotata me asawana. Now, precious one, take a breath. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of fear, panic, terror, horror. Release being afraid, scared, powerless. Release all anxiety, nervousness, insecurity, feeling unsafe. Release, precious one, release. Vokotata me asawana. Now, precious one, take a breath. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of confusion, abandonment, isolation, loneliness, rejection, feeling ignored. Release the feeling of being friendless, feeling like you don't matter, feelings of being left out, like you don't fit in or you're not liked by others. Release the feelings that were created within you when you're told you were stupid or worthless. Release, precious one, release. Lokotatame asawana. Now, precious one, breathe in. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of being frozen, paralyzed, numb, detached, stuck, blank, empty, or feeling nothingness. Release all old feelings of despair, hopelessness, helplessness, depression, feelings of being damaged or scarred. Release, precious one, release. Bokotatame asawana. Now, precious one, breathe in. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of rage, frustration, resentment, feelings of being used, betrayed, exploited, or taken advantage of. Release being a victim or a target. Release old feelings of pain, grief, anguish, regret, and sorrow. Release old feelings of being unhealable, like it's never going to be okay. Feelings that there's something wrong with you, that you are different. Release, precious one, release. Bokotatame asawana. Now, precious one, breathe in. Exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of guilt, shame, embarrassment, humiliation, ridicule or being laughed at or belittled. Release old feelings of perfectionism. Release, precious one, release. Vokotatame asawana. Now, precious one, breathe in and exhale and release into the clouds all old feelings of envy, jealousy, bitterness, hatred, and disgust. Release all old feelings of blame and mistrust towards yourself and towards others. Release self-pity, self-loathing, self-hatred, and self-punishment. Release, precious one, release. Vokotatama asavane. Now, precious one, breathe in, exhale, and release into the clouds any old feelings or emotions that we didn't list. Release anything that comes to your mind that no longer serves you. I will be silent as you do this. Vokotatame asawana. Now, precious one, take your arms down and put your hands over your heart and release back to the creator of all that is, all feelings of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness for anyone who has ever harmed you in any way. Breathe in the breath of forgiveness, precious one, and breathe out to the clouds all unforgiveness. Now breathe in forgiveness and breathe out to the clouds all unforgiveness towards yourself. Release, precious one, Vokotatame asawana, damate, 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 mi'ilata damate, and so it is, and it is so. Your guide then says, your time on the rooftop of release is now complete. Follow me down the stairs to the media room of release. As you and your child follow him, you feel a newfound sense of peace that you have never known. You feel lighter, stronger, calmer. As you reach the bottom of the stairs, you enter a room which looks like a video game room. There are all kinds of games, PlayStations, and amusements everywhere. Your child loves it. On the wall at the far end of the room is a huge machine, like a giant video game machine, with what appears to be reams of film, like an old-timey film machine used for showing movies. The guide leads you over to the machine. It looks complicated, with all kinds of widgets, dials, and lights blinking on and off. Your guide explains to you and your child that this is a magic machine that can make things magically disappear by just pushing a button. Well, instantly, your inquisitive child wants to start pushing buttons. Whoa, your guide says and laughs. Not so fast, little one. This machine holds the films of your entire life, your childhood. All the events that have ever occurred in your life where you were physically hurt, from the biggest of hurt to the smallest of scratches. Any injury that caused you to become afraid, insecure, or feeling unsafe. It even has the time you fell off your bike when you were first learning to ride, the time you skinned your knee when you were rollerblading or skating, and the time you got knocked in the head with a bat while playing baseball. On and on, all the moments that your body has been injured or traumatized. Your guide says it is truly time to release all the pain and suffering you have felt from physical trauma to your body. Are you ready, precious one? Your child nods yes, and you take their hand and step up to the machine. When you are ready, press the button marked start. Your child presses the button and the machine starts, and before you, flashing across the screen, is your life's trauma, flashing up on the screen and across the screen, almost instantly being erased as soon as it appears. Don't be afraid. Take a moment and watch as each trauma is instantly erased. The machine stops, and a big flashing red light says, finished. It is finished. Whatever has been erased is erased for good. You give your child a big hug, and then you see a big leather-bound book lying on a table, all by itself. You and your child walk over to it, and there are mystical symbols on the cover with the words, the Book of Life, the Book of Invisibility. Can we open this? You ask your guide. Oh yes, this book is yours. It contains all that has happened in your life to hurt and scar you mentally and emotionally, even down to all the times you heard the word no. No, you can't. No, you aren't. No. If your child chooses to open its pages and reads its words, you can forever magically erase that which no longer serves you. You and your child both understand and open the book. There you are on the page, like a child in a children's book, story after story about you with pictures to match. Your child starts to read the first line on the page, and the print and pictures start to mysteriously disappear before your eyes. Your child skips ahead on the page to read some more, and the words and pictures disappear. You turn to the middle of the book and start to read. Everything up to that point disappears. You go to the last page. It says, end of childhood. Everything just disappears before your eyes. You thumb through the book, and the book is now blank. Everything erased by some mystical, magical force, and your guide declares, what is gone forever. Your guide then tells you that you have two more places to visit before you return home. Take your child's hand, and I will guide you to the arena room of understanding. You're guided into a big room with a platform in the middle. There are beautiful pictures of the ocean painted on one wall. forest scenery on another, snow-covered mountain peaks on the other, and the other wall is blank. The guide tells you that you can create any scenery you want on the blank wall. Try it, little one, as he speaks to your child. Imagine something of beauty that you loved in childhood, and you do. The scene slowly starts to appear on the wall until it is encompassing the whole wall in its beauty and splendor. The guide tells you this is where you and your child will come to a level of understanding. Please take their hand and go up onto the platform and face each other. I will guide you through this process. Once on the platform, your guide says, "Precious little one, please hear me and understand. The adult that stands before you is the grown-up version of you with all your wounds, heartaches, and hurts. It is important for you to understand that this adult didn't hurt you or betray you. This adult was as wounded as you. If you have been mistrusting this adult, it is time to understand that it is only you years later. Nor could this adult have protected you in any way from any hurt or heartache, as they experienced it along with you and now stands before you, wounded as you are. I will take a few seconds to talk inwardly to your child, so please just stay in this space." Precious little one, can you forgive this adult version of yourself standing before you? Your child replies, "Yes, but I need them to ask me to." Your guide turns to you, the adult, and says to you, "Say out loud or in your mind to your child, little one, please forgive me for anything and all things that you believe and perceive that I did to you, that caused you hurt or harm. Please forgive me for not protecting you against any hurt or harm." And your guide asks your child, "Do you forgive this adult version of self before you?" And your child says, "Yes." A brilliant light of iridescent gold comes down from the ceiling, encompassing both of you with its warmth. The guide tells you to hug each other, and slowly but surely, your healed inner child starts merging back into your adult self, until you are just standing there with your arms wrapped around your middle, reunited in unity with your child. Now breathe in the love of the one that adores you, cherishes you, treasures you, loves you as it is you, for you are one. And your guide declares, "Vokotatame asawana, damate, 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 mi'ilata, damate." And it is so, and so it is. Your guide touches your arm and tells you that you have one more stop, and it's time to return home. As you walk towards the front of the spa, you walk into a children's playroom with hundreds of kids squealing, playing with toys, and having fun. Your guide says, "Look around you. Who do you see?" And often a group of other children, you come eye to eye with a child who looks just like you. "Who is he or she?" you ask. They are your magical child, the fun-loving, light-hearted, innocent child of your youth, and it is time to take them home with you. The child comes running over to you and gives you a big hug and says, "I've been waiting for you for a long time. Can we go home now?" and laughs. You take your magical child's hands, and you're led out of the pyramid into the sunshine of the day. Looking around you and at the beauty before you, you realize your life is a gift full of wonder and grace, and gratitude fills your heart with joy. With your healed inner child merged safely within you, and your magical child walking by your side, you have a deep knowingness in your heart that you're forever changed and set free. Free to truly experience and live your life to the fullest. That your life is a precious gift of love from the source of all that is. That you are loved and you are loved. As you start walking across the meadow, you are truly seeing and hearing for the first time in your life the blue hues of the sky, the white puffy clouds, the sounds of the wind through the grass, and the sounds of the river. Everything seems more vibrant and alive because your child is healed and alive within you. As you reach the edge of the meadow, you turn around, stopping to take one last look at the magnificence, beauty, and splendor of the Crystal Pyramid, with a knowing that you'll be returning to the sacred mystical place. You cross the stream bridge and enter back into the Garden of Life, feeling that many parts of you are forever changed. Your guide says its farewells, and as you look around the garden and leave through its gate, you sense and feel a new awareness of life. It's time to come back up the golden stairs or hill to the presence of your life here and now. So as I count, make those steps back to the present moment and time. 10, coming up. 9, stepping back up into the present moment and time. 8, coming up, feeling gratitude for your experience. 7, stepping up, feeling happy and fulfilled. 6, up, up, back into the present moment and time. 5, coming back, knowing that you can return to this place anytime just by touching your heart. 4, coming up, feeling refreshed. 3, coming up, sensing your present day surroundings. Wiggle your toes, move your body. 2, waking up, feeling refreshed, awake, alert, and aware. And 1, awake, alert, aware, feeling great and in present time here and now. Okay, let's take a few seconds for those of you who went deeper into the meditation. Wiggle your toes, shake out your hands, call yourself back into present time here and now. Drink some water. Now, eating or going outside can help you feel grounded if you feel a little spacey after this. So just kind of take your time. Always takes a few minutes if you go into a deep space during meditation. So make sure to drink water, move around. This was perfect. I hope you enjoyed and find in days to come that you benefited from today's meditation. Now, I work with people all over the world via Skype or phone. So if after today you feel that you really need some deeper work, please email me at dorian@dorianlight.com to schedule a session. I'm not one to toot my own horn. However, I've witnessed profound changes in a client's life after only one session of psychic energetics. Psychic energetics isn't just for inner child work, but for anything that's going on in your life that may be blocking your path. Now, I'll be releasing a CD of today's meditation, along with the CD, Damate, the Crystal Pyramid of the Sun, in the near future. So please check my website to find out when they'll be released at www.dorianlight.com. Every time you listen to these CDs, you can shift, change, and heal an aspect of yourself. I say we're like peeling an onion. When one layer is gone, usually another one appears. We're always a work in progress. At least I know I am. Now, my new CD, Sound of Light, with the Language of Light, is now ready for sale on my website as well. Yay! You're gonna love it. It's powerful. And don't forget tonight, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing a free 15 to 30 minute healing session for all who wish to join me. Go to my website and you'll find the number on the first page. You'll have to register and get your personal access code. That's go to www.dorianlight.com. Now, I've been life challenged lately, so my blog's not updated yet. So please forgive me. That'll be done soon. But check out everything on my website. I have a lot of healing modalities. And please Facebook me at www.facebook.com/DorianLight. Also, I'll be speaking at the Light Retreat in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can check that out on my website. And next week, we're going to be having fun. I got to tell you about next week real quick. I'm running out of time. We're going to be doing past life readings and clearings. So if you can't call in, please email me at dorian@dorianlight.com with one issue that you have or one question that you have. You don't have to be live on the show to get the benefit of the reading or clearing. I like to call this truth or dare. Do you dare ask the question to find out the truth that sets you free? And also check out my light cards. Oh, I'm getting so many cool responses from my new version, even from people who have my old version. So please check those out. They're really powerful. I've been sending them out all over Europe, Denmark, Germany, Russia. The Russians love them. The Russians really get it, guys. They really do. So please check those out as well. Also, I need to say real quick, there's a 55-year-old man that needs to listen to Damate, Crystal Pyramid of the Sun. I think that was show 8. There's something in it that can help him release. And there's also a young man that needs to do the same thing. He has a lot of anger. So until next week, choose to be in gratitude. Give yourself permission. Forgive yourself. Release self-judgment and judgment of others. And stay in the question, what is the possibility? And first and foremost, love and respect yourself for the divine spark of magnificence that you are. All my love and light. Many blessings until next week, my friends. And remember, it's all about you.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. And remember, Dorian says it's all about you.